We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Amud Beis, but we're starting Ayin Amud Aleph, 14 lines from the bottom. The first words on the line is Pachos V'Dalet Amos. So middle of the line, 14 lines on the bottom of Ayin Amud Aleph. Ahu Aryeh, different stories where Rava made a Psach, Gabi Yayin Nesach. Ahu Aryeh, they have a Noam V'Matzarta. There was a lion that was roaring around the Matzarta, around a wine press. Shama Evichavim, a guy heard the lion, he had to hide. Tosha Beni Dani, he hid between the barrels, and this was the wine of a Yid of Yisrael. And Shail is, did he make it do any Yayin Esach? Did he touch the wine? Amarava Chamra Shari, the wine is mutter to drink. Meima Ama Ki Hechid Tashina Ana, he's scared, because he says, just like I'm hiding around these barrels, the Yisrael is around here as well. Atashunami Yisrael. He's behind me and he sees me. And therefore, while he's hiding, he's not going to do anything because he's scared that right behind him is a Yisrael, and therefore he will not do any touch of the wine or pour any wine and make any Yayin Esach. Another Maisa. Who gambi the Salki the Pumpadisa? There was a Ganiv that went around the Pumpadisa. Poshu Chavisa Tuva. And opened up a bunch of barrels. The Chavisa Tuva part is Lav Dafka, like Taisa says. We'll see later on, there is an idea of opening a lot of barrels looks like he's trying to steal something. But here he opened barrels. Amar Rava, Chamra Shari, my time, Ruba Gambe Yisrael Nenu. Roiv Ganovim in Pumpadisa, at least, were Yisraelim. And therefore, not worried about a guy touching the wine because it was Yisrael. Because Roiv Ganovim in Pumpadisa punked were Yisrael. This, therefore, was Mutim. There was not a Maisa in Nardoi. We're there. It was not a Rav Ganov Yisrael. And Shmuel said the wine is mutter. And the Gemara wants to know what's pshat. It's a suffix. It's a suffix if it's Yisrael or if it's a goy. So you're saying you're passing like Rav Eliezer? Keman, ki Rav Eliezer, the Oma suffix bia tar. The Tnan, what does it mean suffix bia tar? The Tnan, hanichnas lebika moisak hashamim. Now, a bika usually could be considered just a rabbin, because anyone could walk through it. But Moisak Shomim, when they're planting, because places big stretches of fields where they plant Zeroyim, where they plant Tvua, plant wheat. So in the Moisak Shomim, it's considered Shish Yachid. Halacha is Sofik Tomav Shish Yachid, Yutame. So here we had this Bika. One of the fields in the Bika had Toma in it. So what's the halacha? If you went into this Bika, and you're not sure you went into that field, even if you went into that field, you're not sure if you actually touched a Toma. So what's the halacha? It's really one suffix. Did you touch a tumah or not? And the shaila is, this is called suffix tumah v'shiyachid, that's tumah. So it says the Mishnah like this, hanichas abikah moisak hashamim, v'tumah v'sada, there's tumah one of the fields, so it's our plainness, one of the fields have tumah. V'omar, he says, halachti mokam alaz, I went over there, v'ini day imen chnasti lo isa sada. I'm not sure I went into that sada mo in chnasti. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a suffix bir tar, suffix maga is tumah. Rabbi Eliezer really is in the sugya of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. He says Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai that we learn out from Saita that Safik Tumav Shiyachid is Tomei is Dafik by Safik Noga. There, by Saita, they Vadai, the Isha and the Ish Vadai were B'Yichud, secluded with each other. And the Shaila was there a Bia or not? Which, that's a Shaila, if it's Tumah or not. And the Halacha is that she's also to her husband, because Safik Tumah is also, and that's what we learn out. Safik Tumav Shiyachid in a private place is Tamei. But there, it wasn't a Safik Maga, it was a Safik Maga, not a Safik Bia. There, the Bia means coming in. They definitely had Yichud. So it's a closer Safik than here. And therefore, according to Eliezer, you don't learn out from Saita that this Safik Tumah is Tamei. You know why? Because this Safik Tumah is more removed from the Safik. It's really a Vaita Safik. The chance I touch this is less because maybe I didn't even walk into the field. And therefore, Eliezer says, Safik Bia, if Safik Avi went into the field is Tar. Safik Maga is Tamei, and it's because we lumudim from Saita. And the Gemara tells us too that there's a Hezber also, there's a reason also for Rabbi Eliezer that it's a Vaita Safik. So Gemara is saying, oh, over here, Shmuel said the Chamra is Mutter because it's a Vaita Safik that we don't know. Because we don't know if he's a Yisrael or it's a guy, that's, and you don't know if he touched it or not. So you don't know if it's Yayin Esach, that's why? You're going to go to Blaza? So I'm going to here, the Kuli Alma, by the case of the wine of Imutu. You know why? Shani Hasam, Kivin the ikka the pascha shum amayna have the svek sveika. He says the reason why it's mutter by the wine is because svek sveika. First of all, Safik Yisrael, Safik of his chavim. I'm not sure if he's a yid or a goy. And even if he's a goy, maybe he only opened it to check if his money there. And he didn't do any yai nesach. So since it's a svek sveika, therefore it's mutter. And what's the case of Rashi says, and feeds this teretz, what's the case of this Mishnah Nichsa Bika? Look at the Rashi. And Ramad, v'chi pligi rabban leder of Eliezer, heichi the mal yisod the tumah. The ol lo loy efshed loy hel hel. The leka lechad safik. He's the way Rashi's learning to answer this question is he's saying that svek svek is mutam. Aye, why is there machlokes by the case of bika? There is not a svek sveka. There is one safik that I go into the soda or not. Rabbi Eliezer holds that type of safik is mutam because it's not called safik tumas yochu. It's not a safik maga. It's safik bia. But it's not a svek sveka there. Mashaykin here to svek sveka. Even on Saturday's a goy, maybe he only opened it for money. Which you could have. Huh? Because it's not a suffix maga, it's a suffix bio, which is a more removed type of suffix. The whole way we know suffix tumas yochid. Yeah, but still, maybe he didn't go there even. And therefore, how do you know a suffix is asr, is tame? From Saita. Right. Saita is only in the case where you know she went there, you just don't know if she became tame. Here you don't know if she went there, that's why you don't learn from that case.
What's the dimin to our case?
No, so now, in fact, our case is not a dimin we're calling out in the Miskali. You want the Havmina now?
Yeah.
The Havmina was, because here, we don't even know if he touched, we don't know if he didn't deny that stuff. Huh? Right, so what the dimin is that it's a vaita suffix. It's a suffix he did of a goy. Even if he's a goy, who said he did yainesa? We knew this type of suffix.
You definitely touched it.
You know you don't touch it. No, opening not touching it. Touching means touching the wine. You don't touch wine for no reason. If you open the barrel to check if there's any gold in there, if you see this wine, you don't touch it, then why should you touch the wine? No one keeps gold in the wine, that's not for sure. You're just checking if there's anything in there. So the Maitre Bar saying is that here is a svek sveka, and therefore it's mutter. So we have really two Gemaras here. One Gemara said by Roy Yisrael it's mutter. Another Gemara says that by svek sveka it's mutter. Not a Maitre, that's half on base now. I am on base. Ahi Revisa. They found this young girl between the barrels. Now, we learned in the Gemara already before, in the Daf Nun Zayin, maybe it was, or Daf Nun Hey, that it's Daf Nun Zayin, Daf Nun Zayin. The Rebbe says, Tinik ben Yoyma is Yayin Esach. If even a child touches wine, it makes Yayin Esach, Shavs, Asa Vano, Asa Vashia. But the such thing is Yayin Esach by a young girl as well, a Goyish girl. So here, this young girl, the shtaka that we done, she was between the barrels. Not only that, we saw in her hands a bunch of foam of wine. We have a nokta nakita a fear biyada. She was in her hands. We found a bunch of foam. Amar Rava said, chamra shari. The wine is mutter. Aye, she looks. She touched the wine. She has wine in her hands. Ema megava de chavisa shaklise. She took the wine from the outside of the chavis. Va'afagav the leka su. You don't see anything now. The chavis looks very clean outside. So, like, what's the tzad? Ema su mishamle. Maybe punked. She got a little foam out of it. And with toilet lekula. Now zokt Rashi. Why with toilet lekula? But dafka revisa. Rashi says the any adas betiv nisuch lemosra nafsho lemingo. Only because she doesn't really know what nisuch is. Ava gedoyla mechazina de nikita afia lo yotel lekula. Rashi says if you see that a gedoyla was holding foam, you wouldn't be toilet lekula. Tosis argues. Tosis says this Gemara is not mashmas mechalik. Tosis says milo metzino chilek zeh b'shemakim l'chei nira lav dafka revisa who had in gedoyla of the hachi hava. Here also you can be toilet that it was on the outside. That's what Tosis says. Another thing Tosis points out is let's say she would have got the foam from the top of the wine. What would the problem? She didn't touch the wine. So he answers al nitzuk. There's a word nitzuk, something that's attached to each other that also will be like you're touching the wine. Ahu Pumusa, the Solik Lenardoy. Pumusa is like an army that came, it was the head of the army, the general, came to Nardoy, and Pasku Chavit the Tuva. He opened a bunch of barrels. Here the Tuva is Dafko, we'll see in a second. He opened a bunch of barrels. So Shaila was, is everything also Vashia now? Ki also Rav Dimi, Oma Uvda Hava Kameh de Rav Elazar, Vashara, and he was Matir. Lo Yadana, I don't know why he was Matir. Does he hold like Rabbi Eliezer or Sofik Biatar? Which would sound like right now we're saying that because we have a Sofik if it's a Goy or it's a Yid, and a Sofik of a Goy or a Yid is like a Sofik Bia. We're not sure even if you reach there. And once you reach the Shav, made him Nesek. But Sofik, Bia means a Vaita Sofik. So he says, I don't know if the reason was because we weren't sure if he was Yidu or Goy. E Meshum, or Meshum the Saiver, Ruba the Azli Vata Pomus, or because he holds that Raiv of the people with this army are Yisrael. Faithing Marakashi, I wasn't sure the reason. Either because it's a Sofik Bia or because it's Raiv Yisrael. Faithing Gemara, Ihachi Hai Sofik Bia, Sofik Magahu. He says that's not Sofik Bia because there, the whole Sofik is a Yisrael, or there, we know for sure he touched it. Why is that called Sofik Bia? Here we know he opened a bunch of barrels. So why is that called Sofik Bia? Sofik Bia means that you don't know if he even touched it, and if he touched it, you don't know if it's Yisrael or what's a guy. But here, we know he touched it. So why is that called Sofik Bia? In the previous case, we don't know if he touched this barrel, if he touched this barrel at all. But what? Which case? You're right. The same case of four. Here, his problem is that the general of Shul was a guy. That's the problem. Here, the kasha is. Here, the problem is now. To make something a bite the sophic, it has to be like two sphakas. I'm an Aleph, it was Sofik Yisrael or a Goy. And if it's a Goy, who said he was Manasseh Hashem of Arizar? That was why I had Sofik. Here, the Gemara say like this, I'm not sure why it was Matir. On the first side, we're saying he's Vade a Goy, but it's a Sofik Bia like Rabbi Eliezer. I'm not sure if he's Manasseh it. And or it was a Roy Yisrael. That's the Tut Stodim. So the Gemara is asking, on the side that he's a Goy, so why they call Sofik Bia? He's a Vade Goy. That's Gemara's kasha. He's a vade goy. Gemara says, "Yochi, I sofik bia, sofik magahu." And like Rashi explains, "Lekamei poruch holav sofik bihu the vade v'ezchovmu." He's for sure a goy. And for the Gemara, "Kiv the miftach etuv." Since he opened a lot of barrels, "Ein va'adait the moino poschu k'sofik bia dami." He says here also, it's a viter sof. It's like a far fetched sofik that's yainesach. Why? Like Rashi says, "Kiv the miftach etuva harbe yosef getzarech shiosam." To read these, busy with Geneva. That says later on that's mutter. Even though keeping the mucha milsa lekula kasafik bia dami. It's like a safik bia. So bottom line is we're not sure why it was matter. Either matter because it's Rav Yisrael and we're assuming the Yisraelim opened the barrels, or even for sure it's a guy. It's called safik bia. I ask, you know, two stakers. Teretz is, since he opened a bunch of barrels, it looks like that it's handling a shiloh of his looking for his geneva, looking to some of his steel, and not trying to do yayin esach. Not a maisa. He musuvisa. There was this woman who sold yayin bechanos. Musuvisa lost in zeil of a soive, and shaykh is to wine. So this was a lady who was selling wine, and a Jewish lady. She had a Jewish wine store. The master law, Akildah, Maftechel of his chavim. She gave over the Losh Maftechel is extra. Akildah means keys. She gave the keys to the Averis Chavim, to a Goyish lady, to watch the keys. Not to watch the wine, to watch the keys. So Omrav Yitzchak, Omrav Elazar. So Shaila was now, could you trust that the wine is untouched? Omrav Yitzchak, Omrav Elazar, Uvdahav Bim Drashav Omru. And they said a psak like this. All she gave her was the shmiras mafteach, not the shmiras of wine, and therefore it's mutter. Now there's two ways in the Rishonim how to learn this. The Ran learns is like this. If I would give her over the shmirah of the chanos of the bayis, so then that would be like a being maflig, I'm going away for a long time. Then it's a chash she touched it. But here that I just gave her to watch the keys, there's no raya that I'm being maflig. But according to the Ran, if I gave you the keys and I said I'm going away for a long time, then it'll be aser. That's the Fidran. The Rosh and other Rishonim, they say that even if I say I'm being maflig or very far away, still it's not a problem here. You know why? Because I only gave her the keys. If I only gave her the keys, so then I'm clearly saying I'm only watching. You should watch the keys, not that you go into the house. He says.
The
just gave her the keys. Va'abayis hu yadua shushal Yisrael mutter. The halacha is the wine is mutter. Why? The mirsus alachnos alaknisa. She is scared to go into the house. Shema yiru acherim ve'gidu lebailim. So the halacha is showing him if you say yemaflig, is this mutter or not? Because what's the tzadri mutter? All I did is gave you keys to watch. I didn't say to watch the wine store. Why? What are you doing in the wine store? So that someone will tell on you. Imagine the Ran learns that if he's being maflig, there's nothing to talk about. He's not scared. She's not scared to go into the thing. But we're just saying that by giving her the keys is not a riot that it's being maflig. And even if you're maflig, she doesn't know that. She doesn't realize being maflig. We'll bring a riot to this yisoid of le mosrullah el shmiras maftach. We'll bring a riot to that. We learned also in a Mishnah about such a thing, Gabi Tyrus. You give over your keys to your silo to Amaretz. Tyrosov Tyrus, your tvua is tar. Officially, Moshe El Shmiras Mafteach Bavad. All you gave her, all you gave him, the Amaretz, is the Shmira of the Mafteach of the keys, and he's not going to come, and he's no right to go into the silo, into the barn. He's not going to touch anything. Hashta, and it's a riot like this. Hashta Tyrus of Tyrus, if the Harris of Tyrus, Yainesach Mabai, Yainesach is a Chiddush, because we hold that Tyrus are harder to keep Torah than Yainesach. We'll see in a second, bring a riot. Tyrus, if it's the Harris of Tyrus in the case, of course Yainesach. So you see, Shmiris Mafteach is not a chash that he might have touched the wine, because we say he didn't even touch a tvur. Lemaimra, the Tyrus Alim Yain, the Tyrus is strong in a wine. Yainesach. In, yes, the Itma, we learned. Chotzer shecholko b'mesipas. You have here a chotzer. There's two houses here. One's a goy, one's a yid, and they share the same courtyard. But they didn't want to be on each other's toes, so they made a mesipas, a little flimsy little fence in the middle. So here the chash is: did the let's say it's amaretz, let's say, or a goy? Did the amaretz or the goy touch the other side or not? Amarav tarosav tameos. The tarosav are tame. We're scared they might have touched your side. Does not make Yain Esach. Rav Yechrama, after Harei Shatayrus, they're both tar, it's enough of a split for both of them. Now, what we're just taking out of here is that you see, Klof, Yirav, that the Harois are harder to keep tar than Yain Esach. We're saying here, Chash for Tyrus, not for Yain Esach. I guess it's easier to do. It's also not Nifzal Aganav as much. It's much more by Yain Esach, if you're pouring so much wine, it looks like a Ghana by Tvua not. For whatever reason, if for Tvua it's enough of a protection, for sure Yain Esach is enough of a protection. That's Klah. And that's the Raya from here. But Agav, we brought now Machlekes, Rav and Rav Yechanan, and that will be the discussion of the rest of the Amar to the Mishnah, this Machlekes, Rav and Rav Yechanan. What's Machlekes, Rav and Rav Yechanan? If you have a Chatzah with a Mesipas in the middle, and you can reach over it, are the Tahoiros, Tameos, or Tar? According to Rav, they're Tame. According to Rav Yechidon, they're Tar. Because of Maisa, what are you doing in my property? But it's not really your property. It's a Chatzah with a Mesipas in the middle. Maisa. Nas Yokasha. Hapnimis Shalchaver. You have here two courtyards or two houses. So Hapnimis Shalchaver, the inside Chatzah, let's say, is the inside courtyard, is long star chaver, and the only way out is to go walk through the Amaretz is chatzah. Hapanim is a chaver, v'chetzen shamaretz. Oyse chaver sheteach sham peiris. He could put peiris in his side, no problem. Umneach sham kelim, he keep his kelim there. V'af bish yod shamaretz magas sham. Even the Amaretz could reach there, it's still, you don't have to worry about it. That means, like Rashi speaks out, if it would be the opposite, if the chaver would be on the outside, since the Amaretz has drisis a regal through it, it's very possible to touch it. He walks through every day, and he has a right to walk through. He's not in the Ganav. When no one's looking, he'll touch it. Mashek in here, what's he doing in your property? You're the inside. There's no reason to be there. Therefore, it's mutter. And even though he could reach there, it's still mutter. So it's a kashal rav. Why is it different than a chotzer that's split with a mesipas? What's the difference? What's the difference between that case and this case? Here he can reach it. Kashal rav. On Malach Rav, Rav answers, Shadi Hosom Shanitvas Olav Kaganev. I'll tell you that it's different. By the case of the two chatzeres, one in front of the other one, if you get caught, it's what are you doing in my side? No reason you should be here. Another Ganev. Mashainke by a chatzer, Rashi explains, Well, we see Rashi inside. Rav Maschal Hashem Shemunit Lagan. Rashi says the Malo Bepnimis of a Chaluka of a Masipis Bechatzer is the Chatzer Echadamin. It's like one Chatzer. Kaliyod Loimatz Ganim. Really, the courtyard is one big courtyard. So you're not so mocked, but I can't stick my hand that way. It does not Shaganiv, and therefore it's possible to do something, and therefore Chayshish according to Rav. Toshma, that would be a right. This would be a Kasha on Bechna. Toshma, Rashi Miloimer. If you have gagoy, here's the one gag now. A gagoy shall chaver. You have a roof of a chaver, which they did a lot of work on their roofs. So a gag shall chaver the mile of a gag shall maaretz. The gag of the chaver is higher than the gag of the maaretz. Oyse chaver shatech shom peiris. The chaver could put peiris there. Umaniach shom kelim. Uvad only shalite yodesh shom maaretz begashom. The maaretz can't reach there. And what's mashma if it could reach there? There's a chashash. L'chayra, according to Rabbi Yechon, why is it a chashash? Kasha le Rabbi Yechon, that's a kasha Rabbi Yechon. L'chayra, why is it a chashash? We say by Masipis, no chashash. So here, why is there a chashash? He's going to touch your things on your roof. What's the problem? Rabbi Yechon is not a problem. They touch something your side. I'm like Rabbi Yechon, Shani Hossam, this is the mute. There you can have an excuse. It's two pshatim Rashi. One pshat Rashi is, he could say, I'm just stretching. I'm standing in my gag, I'm very tired, I'm stretching, and my hand reaches into your property. Because remember, that gag is higher. That gag is higher when he's doing regular stretching. He doesn't have to bend down, he's regular stretching. And his hand reaches into the other side. And therefore, he sits in Kamishtamute, there's a chash over there. Mashenke by a chatzer, when you stretch, you don't go down. So why are you touching something on the floor in his chatzer? That makes no sense. And therefore, only here it's a chash going to Vyechanam. Toshima, this will be a third rabbi, Kasha Rav. Toshima, Gaga Shachava, but Sad Gaga Shalam Arts. It's equal. Oyse Chava Shtech Shom Paris, Omniach Shom Caleb. The Chava could put Paris there, and it keep Caleb there. Va'afa Pish Yodo Shalam Arts, Megasham. And even though the Amarits' hand reaches there, it's Mutter. Now, what's Pshat? Pishlam Fi, Rav Yechanon, it's very gishmak, because here it's the same level. So there's no chash, he's going to stretch and reach it. You have to bend down, that looks like a ganav. According to Rav, L'chayra, over here, why is it tar? How is it different than a chatzar? I tell you why it's different than a chatzar. We said before, a chatzar is like one chatzar. This is more like the flim zel. And that, Acharyim say, you have to say that a gag is similar to a chatzar. That it's not so regulated, I don't touch your gag. So therefore it's a kasha l'rav. Amloch rav, lav ikar Rashi Megamil, the Kari Kavar say, doesn't Rashi Megamil hold like me? Rashi Megamil said before that you are choshed. Ah, you get a taina, what do you mean? That's not a raya, kadira, it was higher. Rav doesn't hold it achilik. I know the Amrik Rashi Megamil. Zog Rashi, I know the Amrik Rashi Megamil. The Amal El, Vashak Tesh, the Yodah Yishu Amar Zmegasham. Vila Rav Zog Rashi, loy shani lei ben shagag chavel amayla ben shu shavel lois. He holds that Rashi Megamil really a kasha Rabbi Yechanan. And really, Rashi Megamil holds like me. And therefore, don't ask me any kashas because it's really, I hold like that Amar Yama. And that is what he's answering over here to answer the kasha from the last brisa. Because I hold, like the old Taina, all the time Rashi Megamil holds that you are choshish for the Amar touching something in your property. And not like Rabbi Yechanan.